feel that they are part of great change in society. And obviously, from a threes point of view, it helps, you know, on the African continent to see that, you know, we have more threes, and that the basketball tournament here, the BAL, is part of that.
Yes. Sonogo misses the easy layup after Surreal finished with the elbow shot. Yeah, and we're in a community that's pretty lush with trees here. There you see the, actually, basket interference, excuse me. It did miss, but there was basketball interference there, so. And that goes wide by FAP's Abuka, who misses the turnaround. Sonogo takes a break. Badra Benico comes in, number one for AS Police. FAP has a huge lead, 28-15 over AS Police. And essentially this elimination game, both of these teams playing to stay alive at 10A. Gate takes the hit and finishes right at the rim. The lead is extended to 15. FAP.
As Police have their work cut out tonight.
Yes, they do, as the big fella drives into bodies which are falling on the floor. Thomas takes a hit, but in doing so, gets to the free throw line.
And that's sort of the energy that Ibrahima Thomas brings to AS Police. And his style, as we've seen in this tournament so far, is to come from up top and drive to the basket.
Yeah, he's an important part of what they will need if they want to get back in this game. His first team first, and actually one more. Looking at Coach Boubacar give direction. Thomas knocks down second free throw. Kome into the front court. He's trapped. Back to Surreal. Fakes the swing and then hits the big fella. He's Luis. Well, a nice three right on the baseline. Sorry, 18-footer, not a three. Etienne gets a steal and the finish layup. He's all but made his presence felt here in a short period as this game is getting out of hand. Usher, 34-16, FAP leads AS Police with 7:50 to go in the second quarter.
Well, earlier on you asked me about styles, and this is typical Azar. Good defense, hands out wide, and his guards have been able to get those steals, and very, very efficient on the transition of play, and it's played out for FAP so far.
Yeah, and FAP, they've been playing in a way, it seems like they've been climbing a mountain and getting close to getting over that mountain, but it seems like they've broken through tonight. Usher, you remember the game, they had a big game against AS Sali, where it came down to the last basket. In fact, they led in that game, and Thomas Jr. missed the three. And then, of course, they lost their next game by two to Petro. And what do you think about that schedule coming up? These games have been coming fast and furious in the BAL.
Well, tomorrow you have GS Petrolier from Algeria up against Zamalek from Egypt. Typical North African derby. It will be a game to watch tomorrow, and we expect a very tightly contested game.
Yeah, and both of those teams will be playing their hearts out for their positioning in the playoffs. Zamalek has already secured spot. Goes into the post, and the big fella misses long. Ibrahima goes back the other way. Surreal stops, swings it back, gets to Kome on the wing. He knocks it down. The entire team is on fire, Usher. 37-16. I haven't seen one like this so far.
Well, Lazar is very, very serious about them taking that big lead because they've failed in the past to see out a game in the last minute. And so if they establish a very long lead at this point, it will work for them.
Yeah, it's a long lead that just got a little bit longer. As Surreal knocks down the layup, the little fella extends the lead to 39-16. Skeeta tries to figure out where to put that ball. Jawaki into the other big fella, Ibrahima Thomas, for the finish to stop the bleeding. 39-18. AS Police trail as the hit and the charge by Etienne went to the well one too many times. Usher, this game is called a little tighter, I've noticed, than the other games that have been at the same amount of physicality and aggression, but the whistles in those games were not as quick as they are in this game. Skeeta gets it on the wing, back to the big fella, Joseph, into the other big fella, Thomas, who opens the bank and cuts into the lead. That FAP has Comey right down the lane for the wraparound layup. He gets it back, looks at the three, says no, then swings it to Etienne. The jab steps a little bit too much and ends up with the travel.
AS Police ball, substitution.
AS Police will be hoping that something goes their way.
Well, that's the break. That's exactly what I was talking about. They need anything they can get as they force it inside over the top to the big fella, Thomas. Jawaki Joseph was very patient, and if you don't pressure him up there, Usher, it's going to be an easy pass for him. Etienne, heat check from three, and the rebound by FAP. Yves Louise misses, gets it back. Surreal from long, he misses short. And the big fella, Thomas, is hit.
Well, when you look at Thomas on the other end of the court, that is what he's been expected to do. Play on the inside, get those easy twos. Because when the guards have the ball and they have two people playing defense on them, then there's a space that opens up. And he's been able to score 4 points real quick, back to back.
Yeah, and to add to that, those 4 points are coming from high-low action with the other big man. They're kind of force-feeding their big, making sure that they play through Thomas because that's where they're getting all their points. Now they switch it and go to the other big with a little bit of high-low action where Thomas is feeding Jawaki. That was a called play and executed well.
Joseph, sometimes he goes quiet in a game, but today he's tuned in, and that's what AS Police need from a player of his size.
I can't help but ask. I mean, I do sense some momentum stoppage here, even though it's still a big lead. What are your thoughts about the adjustments that Coach Boubacar has made in stopping the bleeding? Because AFP, they were on an epic run where they were just scoring basket after basket. And since that point, the big fellas have all but not only stopped the momentum, but kind of taken the game back their way.
Well, when you look at the game of basketball, it's about rhythm. This team will have rhythm and the other team will have rhythm. But when you look at AS Police, it's because they've been playing good defense. And now they're going toe-to-toe with FAP. Each of the teams have scored 13 points in this quarter, and that explains it all.
Well, yeah, they're vying to try to get one of the two remaining spots in the playoffs. Monastir, they're in. The Patriots have qualified, obviously. Petro, AS Sales, Samalek. These teams have established themselves as the playoff teams, and there are two more spots remaining with four teams trying to get those two.
And that's why FAB is trying to get a very big lead tonight when you see the way that they're playing, because numbers, goal difference is very important in this game.
Good call. Point differential is what Usher's talking about, and that's what it's going to come down to for these teams that are 1 and 2 in terms of making the playoffs. As Comey goes with the left hand and the little scoop pass, and the foul is drawn by Mahanman. Does a good job of making sure that a body hits him so he can get to the line.
Team third.
That was textbook pump fake. You want to show the ball there, Usher, and that's exactly what he did in ensuring to get the defense off their feet. You got to be extremely disciplined to stay on the ground when a guy shows you the basketball. As he misses the second free throw, Hanman lead it 25-40. AS Police into the front court and into their offense. The ball sails out of bounds. 14 seconds to go on the shot clock. 4:49 here in the second period of this pivotal game to get into the playoffs. Ball swung to Keita, who drives and tries to make the layup, and he does. Mamadou gets it done. 27-40. FAP comes back the other way. Amadou stops it and pops it. Anytime he gets around that logo, anytime anybody gets around that logo, it's a basket. But that's one of the hottest guys in the arena tonight. Amadou, the pass is stolen. The entry pass into the block by FAP. Then the throw ahead to Thomas Jr., who goes to the basket and misses the layup. But it's gotten by FAP's big Mohammed, who's going to end up at the free throw line. Well, we're going to take a break. AS Police trails FAP 27-42. Basketball game where two BAL teams are vying for playoff position. The BAL has done just a great job also, Usher, with organizing this, protocols and countries and people. After postponing the launch of the season twice on March and December of 2020, the BAL has gone above and beyond measure to provide a safe environment for all players, team staff, officials, and employees on campus. And the campus is amazing. I can tell you that. Usher and I have had a few lunches, and the food is outstanding. I could just hang here. The BAL medical team, comprised of top global physicians and medical professionals, in concert with the CDC, WHO, and other specialists, have implemented stringent health and safety measures to provide a safe environment to minimize exposure to COVID-19 on campus, and it has been a blast. I get to hang out with this young lady and watch basketball games of the highest level. What a fun time. As Amadou gets a steal out of that zone, Keita gets it back. AS Police goes the other way. Samaki goes to the rim and misses the layup, but the big fella gets a rebound that doesn't count as the foul is called.
That's a foul on Ibrahime Thomas.
Against Thomas. So that foul had to be on the rebound. Samaki was hoping that the foul was on someone else for his layup.
Well, it's 14 fouls for both teams, so.
Almost bonus time.
Almost bonus time. Well, when you look closely, there was a push from number 32.
Pushed him right in the back. Comey gets it. Swing to Matthew into the corner to Amadou. Oh, and the strip by Samaki. And then there was the carry. I saw the hand. Anytime the ref holds the hand out and turns it back and forth, let's see. See him holding it there. What a good call.
Good call from Ope, as he is called in Nigeria.
Okay. Comey smacks the ball. Inbounded. Thomas Jr. gets it up top. A little crossover dribble. Back to Amadou. Misses short. Tipped high. And that ball sails out of bounds off of AS Police. 12 seconds to go. On the shot clock, 3:19. Go in the second period, 44-27. FAP leads. Elimination game. Amadou gets it in the corner. Backs down Samaki and turns around, shoots over him, misses, and it's rebounded and put back by Muhammad. 46-27, FAP leads over AS Police. The zone. Ball gets kicked out to Nfale. Long ball, air ball, but rebounded by Jawaki Joseph, and he burrows his chest or his shoulder right into the chest of Muhammad. Got the rebound.
Yeah, that's an offensive foul.
Yes, it is. I thought he could have gone right up there, Usher.
That's three fouls for him.
Yeah, do you continue to trust him? That's the question.
You continue to trust him.
Three is long by Matthew. FAP gets it back. Amadou from 15 feet. That goes long, but AS Police secures the rebound, and then Amadou steals it. Thomas to the basket, and he finishes as he glides and swings. And the lead is now 48-27 with 2:13 to go in the second period here at the BAL. These two teams vying to stay in the playoffs. And the layup is missed by Samaki, but it's gathered and finished by Ibrahima Thomas, who has done his part in trying to keep his team alive as best as he can, Usher.
Well, Ibrahima, he's been very crucial for them in the paint, picking those rebounds and trying to score and bridge that deficit there. Very good combination there from Haruna and Thomas Jr.
Yeah, that's well put. Synergy and chemistry, extremely important in basketball.
2 minutes.
Ibrahima makes a free throw. Thomas Jr. into the front court, goes around Keita, goes to the basket, and he finishes with the soft floater. He touches the floor as the ball tickles the twine.
And it's a 20-point game.
Yeah, say that 10 times fast, and your tongue will get twisted. From the corner, Nfale misses, but it's long as Police get the rebound. Nfale again to the basket. He misses the layup, and who else but the big fella, Ibrahima, misses. Nfale again. That's blocked. Samaki has it, and he's fouled. Wow. What a possession.
You spoke about the similarities earlier, and that is exactly the physicality that we expected from both teams.
Yeah, I mean, and clearly they haven't given up, that AS Police. I mean, they trail by 20 points, but they're putting it all on the line and trying to keep their team alive. And we've seen crazier things in terms of teams coming back, even in games that we've done. Usher, as Samaki makes his first free throw, cut the lead to 19 with 1:19 to go here in the second period of the BAL Basketball Africa League, as these two teams vie for a position in the playoffs. Thomas Jr. with the hesitation and the no-look pass to the big fella, which gets to the other big fella, Muhammad, who misses the elbow jump shot in the swing. Chiquita down the lane. He kicks it out to Samaki in the swing. And that's long and misses by Ibrahim Hadara. Going the other way, Kome has it. 17 seconds to go on the shot clock. Swung to Thomas. He pulls it out. 10 seconds. Turns around and shoots a long three. Misses short. Gets it back. Maybe a heat check. Pump fake. And the runner, he misses in the paint. That's rebounded by AS Police. Throws ahead to Samaki, who spins. Gets hit and misses the layup. With 27.1 to go in the second period, Samaki gets fouled. Used a pump fake to sell that space to try to finish.
And that's two fouls for Haruna, who has been replaced by Tametong.
Yeah, Etienne back on the floor. Was a little aggressive in his first run. And scored and created some more energy and heat for this team, who's been essentially hot FAP most of the half. As Samaki makes his second free throw. Ball comes to Kome into the front court. FAP, 16 to go on the shot clock. About a 3.5 second differential between the game clock and the shot clock. And the crossover by Thomas behind the back. Bam! Matthew knocks it down. And that one was late. A gut punch just before the buzzer by the big fella, Matthew Ransom. Knocks it down.
Well, that's how to finish the second quarter as you head into halftime. And very good defense for them and offense. And things are going on well for Lazar's team at the moment.
Well, Coach Lazar and the rest of the FAP Ball Club, they're making it.
We are back at halftime. FAP 53, AS Police 32, 20-point lead for AFP. This is Makbil Yabro. I'm with my co-host Prince Nesta. Man, this is amazing, Prince. How are you feeling about this AFP team?
Man, I'm just like, come on, show some mercy, FAP. I really wonder what they had for lunch, Makbil. Would love to eat that, actually. Well, dear listener, we've got a special Cameroonian actually on the line. I'm sure he's enjoying the proceedings so far. He's actually in Rwanda. And, you know, he's the African scout for the Toronto Raptors, Abel Nson. Welcome, Abel. So far, how's Rwanda going for you? And I'm pretty sure you're really enjoying the goings on in the tournament.
First of all, thanks for having me on the show. And Rwanda is amazing, man. This bubble that the NBA put up with the BAL is amazing, basically replicating the G League and the NBA bubble. So we've had a great time here. We haven't had COVID issues, and the level of play has been improving per game. So it's amazing being out here. I mean, it's in these trying times, coming out with this kind of tournament and having all these guys here is kind of a blessing. And, you know, I feel privileged being here, and it's very exciting.
Interesting. And, you know, so far, what's your take on the match since, you know, the first match, your team, Cameroonian team, you're from Cameroon and your team is leading. What do you think is the mood in Yaounde and how are you feeling yourself as far as the match is concerned?
This is the funniest part because my work here, I've been working as a team liaison for a team from Morocco, ASLA, so basically assisting the team. And the first game the team had was against FAP, which was one. So I've been getting a lot of heat from the guys home in regards to me working with a team from in the same group that is opposite. Everybody needs the team to win because today's victory will ensure the team goes to the second round of the tournament, right, to the quarterfinals. Yeah. And a loss would mean the Cameroonian team came out here and got swept. And as tournament protocol, we'll basically travel out tomorrow. That'll be terrible. So guys, I'm on several groups, and guys are basically discussing the game and feeling very hyped about the fact that the team is up, 21 points, I believe, right now at halftime?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's an exciting moment to see that.
And I definitely agree with you, and I can only imagine, you know, the type of heat you're getting from back home. I feel like all of us, you know, if we were on the opposite side, we would all get the same kind of heat. But hey, at the end of the day, I feel like AFP have been one of the better teams in the tournament, in my opinion, you know, and that's the interesting thing about basketball. All it really takes is, you know, one possession on either game, and AFP is sitting comfortably at the top of this group, you know?
Absolutely.
Well, what do you feel like on the other side now, for the AS Police side, you know, fortunately for them, you know, whatever they're doing isn't working in this quarter, and I'm going to have to push you to the other side to ask you, if you were in the shoes of the coaching staff for AS Police, what do you tell them coming out in the second half?
Well, the biggest thing is this AS Police, and this has been a problem all tournament, they always like to play a rugged, up-tempo style that they can't really sustain. I would tell the team to slow it down, bring in Milo, the little point guard, control the game, and then use your presence inside. Because if you know anything about FAP, they play a very aggressive style of basketball. And when you're over-aggressive, the issue is you can pick up a lot of fouls. So I would just ask the team from AS Police, if I were the coach right now, is to chill out, relax, and make the game slow. Because if you slow down the game, it's going to make FAP edgy. If you notice anything about the game, FAP doesn't really move the ball that much. It's basically an attacking game.
Right.
And when they play defense, they really just jump on you. So if you slow down the game and you play with some level of poise, at one moment, you're going to make them fall asleep. And then after that, you can go back and be aggressive, put a full court press, because it's not like they have so many ball handlers. It's basically Marcus that handles the ball and Riali, Cyril. The rest are average ball handlers. So that's what I would do if I was the coach of AS Police.
Fantastic stuff, incredible analysis. And, you know, you're actually African scout for the Toronto Raptors. I'm pretty sure, like, you know, there are teams that have caught your eye. Which teams would you say are sort of the standout performance, you know, or have had, like, some of the best performances according to you?
Well, the most special team in this whole tournament is Monastir from Tunisia. They're an amazing team. And shout out to them, and it's important for people to hear this. Monastir is great also because it's really a team that was built from inside out, right? So literally a lot of the guys come from the academy, and Tunisia has a great program back home. So it's a blessing to see that the most dominant team is not the team that has necessarily used a lot of the imports, but it's a team that has homegrown players. So that team has been averaging a little bit over 90 points. They had 113 in the first game, 99 in the second game, 91 in the third game. So you can see what they're doing. They are very clinical. Their style of play is very smooth, you know, not physical, but just a lot of IQ. So that's the team that really stands out. And, of course, the other two teams to fear are Zamalek from Egypt and Petro from Angola. Of course, not forgetting AS Saleh from Morocco. So That's supposed to be the final four, according to, if you look at how the teams have been performing, right?
Yeah.
And you look at their history, because AS Saleh is the champion in 2017, and in 2019, because there's no tournament in 2018, 2019, they're still in the final four. 2020, we have the pandemic. So basically, they're coming in as a top team in Africa, right? So those are the four teams to really look out for. Of course, any underdog, Ferroviaro has shown they can do things. Any underdog can come out there and surprise somebody.
Absolutely. I love that take of those four teams. Let's not forget the host nation as well, the Patriots, that also played a really good game yesterday against Monastir and didn't really get blown out as well. So I feel as though, you know, this could that could have been a feel-out game for them. And if they're able to rematch up against them in the knockout phase, they'll have a better understanding of what they need to do to keep not try to play to Monastir's pace and just try to, you know, create their own tempo as well. Quick question, Abel. The four teams that you mentioned, AS Saleh, Monastir, Petro, and Zamalek, you could argue and say three out of the four teams have an more of like a homegrown players, especially when it comes to the like the star players, right? As for AS Saleh, Stoglin has been going off. What are your thoughts on him, per se? Like, the thing that sticks out to me sometimes is he needs a little bit. He kind of shoots his way out of his own slump throughout the entirety of the game. Do you think that that type of playing style will be able to work in the knockout phase?
I totally agree with you on Stoglin. It's funny because it's one thing that we always talk about. He's great when he's making them, and yeah, he can decide to overdo it sometimes. I think it'll be fine because there's Rashad James is a very solid guard who helps the team stay in games. If you saw the AS Police game, the team was literally down 11 points most of the time, but it was Rashad's, you know, attacking the basket, you know, his poise that helped the team stay. So I think that's the thing that is going to help this team stay up, because Stoglin actually doesn't play selfishly, ironically, with this team. So it allows other teammates to carry the load of the team when things get tight. But one thing that everybody who's watching the game should remember is one of the key players of AS Saleh, who is Abdelrahim Nadja, who, if you know about the history of the team, even when they won in 2017, was an African, you know, among the top five in Africa. He was the best big man. He hasn't really clicked since the tournament started. So I believe in the second round, because he's a vet, he knows what he's doing, he will. And you saw Zakaria, the captain, who gave them great minutes against AS Police. So I think that's what's going to balance on Stoglin's play. It was needed for him to go off in the last game, and he managed to do it. But based on how I've seen the team from being close, there's no over-reliance on him. Just that when everybody else fails to play, the team just asks him to just do him, as they say.
go out and get a bucket.
go out and get a bucket. You know, just get wild and we'll figure it out. We'll just take rebounds and see what's up.
Interesting. Dear listener, remember you are listening to Halftime Show VOA Africa coverage of the Basketball African League in Rwanda. I'm Prince Nesta, and we are here with Mobilia Barrow and, of course, the scouts for the Toronto, African scout for the Toronto Raptors, Abel Nson. Remember, right now, actually, FAP from Cameroon is actually up at the half, 53 against AS Police, who actually have 32, and they're just waiting for the second half, you know, to start. But before that, real quick, are you going to sign J. Cole? Since I'm pretty sure you've got like a couple of names that you've already jotted down. But is J. Cole, might he be among one of them? And so far, how do you rate his performance?
J. Cole's performance?
Yeah.
Well, let's just say that he hasn't had played competitive basketball in a long while. So he's trying to get his feet under him progressively. You know, it's not that easy. The one thing I think will be appreciated by everybody in America right now, and J. Cole himself, is yes, you can believe that coming to Africa means that an American is automatically better than everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you actually have to be a professional player to be better than everybody. Because these guys in this tournament are professionals, all right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're professionals. And I think he has discovered it himself, okay? He has discovered it himself. The pace is a bit faster than he anticipated.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The skill of the player is a bit better, higher than he anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the fact that he can, you know, he's immersing himself here, and he's going to learn to appreciate Africa differently. A lot of people have not really visited Africa. They just hear things. So he's interesting. I mean, at the hotel, he's interesting. He's always happy. I believe he's very happy being here in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always interesting to see him come. And his teammates have tried, you know, keep him, you know, in the game. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I just think that he wasn't really ready for all of this.
Right.
And next time, if he comes back, he'll get ready. He might go and do a little sparring session with Steph Curry, with whom he had an Instagram call that's gone viral.
Mm.
Maybe Steph and him can work out during the summer.
Right, right. I feel like a lot of players would love to have a one-on-one with Steph, right, to learn a few things.
Yes, indeed.
But Cole, yeah, like you mentioned, he's doing what he can, honestly, and as you mentioned, his teammates are trying to make him as comfortable as possible. But I think that it's a positive thing that J. Cole is part of the tournament to get the right eyes onto the league. But then for people to see that, hey, J. Cole, the rapper, didn't just come out and become the MVP of a league. You know, that also shows people that, hey, there's a lot of talent here on the continent. And it's not only in the international players that are really balling out. We have a lot of homegrown African talent that are putting up unbelievable numbers. So I think it's a great experience for him as well to be a part of this this winning team as well. And it's a great thing for the tournament and the continent as well.
I totally agree with you. Like, I'm happy. I'm very happy that J. Cole is here. Like I said, because he has firsthand experience of what's happening on the ground, from the protocols to the atmospheres, how the people are, and because of his presence, all his followers, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
are following the league, and then now they can discover all these great African ballers,
mm-hmm.
and they can actually see that, hey, Africa isn't that bad. The level is actually great. And, you know, that gives the right exposure, because sometimes you need eyes.
Right.
Just like what you guys are doing right now, covering it, having these interviews. These eyes allow people to appreciate what is on the ground. Mm-hmm. And then they can get a different perspective of what is actually there and not assume stuff. So I'm very happy he's here, you know, and I hope he can try and get a bigger experience out here than just him playing on the team,
mm-hmm.
Maybe interact with other players on the other squads.
Right.
Because he mustn't forget one thing. He is a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
He is a guy everybody listens to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important for them to get that first-hand experience. It's not okay for J. Cole to come here, be in the hotel with everybody, and not be able to interact with everybody. Some people get a little selfie in. It's important. The reason why you're a celebrity is because of the fans.
Yeah,
so that's the only thing. If I have anything to tell him, I would say, J. Cole, try and mingle with all the other athletes, because just like the great, the late Kobe Bean Bryant used to say,
mm-hmm.
why he played all the games, he used to say, there's somebody who saved all his money to come and see me play.
Wow.
I owe them a show.
Right.
So you are a celebrity. If you came to Africa and we are privileged to be in this hotel with you at the Radisson, then you need to give us that opportunity to interact with you. It's not everybody who gets that chance.
Mm-hmm.
We're fortunate enough, give it to us. That's how life works.
Absolutely.
We're fortunate to be here. So let's not make it like we're not fortunate. We are. So that's what I would say to him if I could talk to him. Man, make it happen for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blessing. Every time you put a smile on somebody's face, you don't know how far that goes. That thing can last so many years on that person's face and be a motivation for them to be a better inspiration to other people.
100%. I definitely thank you so much for joining us for Halftime. We will be back with you for post-game as well. This is Mukbil Yabro. I'm with Prince Nesta, and this is a special VOA coverage of the Basketball Africa League. We will head back to the game. The third quarter is underway. AS Police versus AFP.
AS Police. Cedric's shot was blocked at the rim, into the post. Big fella, Jawaki misses. FAP coming the other way, and the push off by Thomas Jr. Papa Tindina sells it.
That's an offensive foul by Thomas Jr.
Number two, Mitchell, comes in to the front court, gets it to Papa Tindina. He swings it over to Hadara. Miss, and the ball sails out of bounds. Yes, Police's ball underneath. A long ball, and that's good. Now, Jawaki Joseph. 36-53, AS Police trails FAP. Amadou kicks it back, and that's good. And the pass from Amadou, Matthew Ransom knocks down the three ball. Back to 20 points, Usher.
You were talking about FAP and their strategy. That is the strategy. Give the ball to Amadou, who attracts two defenders, and that's it. He dishes.
I think that's a good call. I think that's a great call, and I think that's a zone that FAP is playing. So that means Mitchell's going to take a three. He misses, and it's tipped to Ibrahima from the other big, Jawaki Joseph. Back to 18. Oh, the crossover and the step back with the short air ball. But the save by FAP gets it to Ibrahim Hadare. Mitchell misses the layup. And here's a chance to take it. Well, there's Mitchell with the miss. But here's a chance to take it from 18 to 16.
Very good from Ibrahima Thomas, who has 17 points and 13 rebounds. First double-double of this game.
Yeah, he's been quite impressive for AS Sali, leaving it all on the floor. That ball's inbounded to Jawaki. Joseph, AS Police's ball.
Look at that energy into the paint from Tindina.
AS Police's ball on the side. Inbounded to Jawaki Joseph. Hadara has it. He spins, goes for the layup, and he's fouled at the rim.
Hadara on the best line. And he's fouled by Matthew.
Hadara will shoot these. Still trying to cut into that lead a little bit more. Not a whole lot of margin for error.
They can take anything and everything right now. Free throws, layups, threes. They need to do that.
They need it all. They need turnovers. You're right.
And steals.
But the good news is they've got plenty of time. As FAP misses that, Cedric goes back the other way. AS Police. And the miss by Papa goes back the other way. Thomas, the crossover dribble, going downhill. Swings. Cedric, he gets it back, comes off the screen, hesitation dribble down the lane line, and then finds the big fella, Mahanman, with a little late 17-foot jump shot on the baseline. Back to 19.
It looks like whatever AS Police do, FAP keep and maintain that lead.
And we come right back as a big three is knocked down by Mitchell. Much needed. 42-58. FAP leads. And the steal, and then the steal back, and then the steal back. There was three turnovers in a matter of 3 seconds. FAP will maintain possession.
Double figures there for Mohamad. 11 rebounds, 10 points. Alongside Haruna, the two have been very impeccable for FAP in this game so far.
Yeah, but Haruna has, if I can say this, has somewhat cooled off a little bit.
He's cooled off because he's now the target man.
Yeah, the man with the target on his back. Certainly, as Thomas goes away from the screen, swings it to the corner, the three ball by Matthew, and then the rebound by Kome is missed on the putback. Mitchell takes it to the fast break and drops it off for the finish by Papa Tandina, who finishes and then pressures Amadou and steals it in the backcourt, behind the back, bump, trip, no call, pass, and missed the finish. But the putback is made by Jawaki Joseph after Sanogo, Muhammad Sanogo, missed the easy layup. But Usher, we got a 12-point game.
It is a 12-point game. Very impressive from AS Police, who have come into the third quarter with a good attitude, very aggressive on both ends of the court, and it's working for them so far.
Yes, it is working. Got some good music being played.
Well, that is DJ Ivy Awino from Kenya, who works with the Dallas Mavericks as a DJ, and she's here giving us some very good tunes at the BAL in Kigali.
Yeah, what are your thoughts about, you know, you talk about how great the music is, but how about the bubble and how things have worked so organized and cohesively for the leagues, the teams, the coaches, the referees? What has been your impression? Because you're from the continent. I don't know if you've seen something similar to this. I haven't anywhere in the world. What are your thoughts?
Well, this is pretty impressive because I remember when the NBA restarted and there was a bubble in the U.S., we were thinking, what is a bubble? But now that we are here in a bubble and seeing how everyone is disciplined and following the health protocols set in place by the BAL, it is quite impressive. I mean, we're talking about COVID-19 tests every morning. You have to make sure that you social distance, you wear your mask everywhere you go, and it has been impressive so far.
Yeah, well, I want to get into that a little bit more because it has been impressive. The NBA and the BAL have done something that's amazing as we have a whistle. And this is a kickball. Turnover. Got a little huddle action going on. And as we sort this out, to your point of all the things that are being done, you know, it's just been neat to see the players. I know they love the environment. I've visited with a few of them and even texted with some of them. And they, I think, are just blown away by the environment, not only on the basketball court, but, again, where they're playing. As Mitchell goes baseline with the up and under, he misses, and then the tap. AS Police gets it, and the miss again by Jawaki Joseph. AS Police's ball.
And when you look at that scuffle in the paint, it just goes to show you how AS Police are desperate to cut that lead and have a say in this game.
The scuffle is right as Papa Tandina drives hard to the basket from the left wing, gets a foul. And we mentioned we had a game a moment ago, Usher. We even more so have a game. Papa has a chance to tie this score up. Coaches need to go talk about it. We got a game, folks. AS Police trail 46-58 to FAP. Papatandina at the line. We've got a battle brewing here in Kigali, Rwanda. What a great experience it's been thus far.
And I just want to ask you something, Lance, as an American.
Sure. As a journalist, how about that?
Okay.
Sure. What do you want to ask? I'd love to hear a question from you.
I want to hear what your experience has been like at the BAL here in Kigali, Rwanda.
Okay, I love that. And I'm going to answer that as soon as I get some space with this heated activity. As we get a foul here. Number 11 to Papatandina. And I've got your question filed away, so do not worry. And I know you're a multimedia or an African multimedia sports journalist, so you won't let me forget. The answer is FAP gets the ball inbounds. Thomas Jr. swings to Ntiné. He looked to do a Euro step travel thing. And the big fella comes up with it, and it missed and put back. Matthew misses as Muhammad puts it back for the finish. AS Police has it in the front court. Swing to Ibrahima. Papatandina down the lane, back to Ibrahima. That's knocked out of bounds. That ball went a long way. 6 seconds to go, Usher. On the shot clock, 3:58 here in the third period. Where do you think this goes?
Well, Joseph, if you can get a shot in the paint.
And that's short. Sanogo, FAP, and Etienne comes back. Nice pass. Goes out to Como at the top. He's isolated, uses the screen. From Diallo into the big fella, and he misses Ibrahima. It's down low, but Matthew kind of threw that over the basket.
Well, it's interesting to see what FAP can do on the court without Haruna Amadou.
Well, and Haruna had gotten cold, but I thought that basket there by Matthew Ransom had every chance to go in the basket, considering how close he was. That's one you'd hope he would be able to finish. But in answering your question, as Papa makes the basket, it's been incredibly peaceful here. There's a vibe and energy of peace and community, and also a passion for basketball that I did not know existed here in Kigali, Rwanda, as Thomas Jr. pushes it up court, and I want to continue to expound on that question as we get to the latter part of the third quarter. 3:17 to go, but in the basketball, I mean, the aggressiveness, and you see it there. These guys, I mean, really committing everything they have to leave it all on the floor. Every one of these games, even games where the score doesn't necessarily reflect that. Thomas Jr. down the lane line and misses the layup. Mitchell gets the rebound. AS Police go back the other way into the front court. Sanogo throws it inside to the big fella who finishes it. Joaquin Joseph. It has it under 10 points with 2:52 to go in the third quarter, and Thomas Jr. commits a turnover.
Well, that was very unnecessary there from Thomas Jr. This is crunch time. It's an 8-point game with 2 minutes 52 seconds to play in the third quarter. Every possession matters at this point.
Yes, it does. There's a substitution time. Abuka comes into the game. And a long ball misses wide by Ibrahima. Thomas Jr. On the wing, comes off the screen, stops and pops from behind three, but misses. AS Police's ball.
AS Police have been very, very efficient in this quarter. 20 points as compared to 7 from FAP. And you get the feeling that the Cameroonian champions are starting to panic with every possession.
That's a good point as Etienne applies pressure. Swing to Mitchell. 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. Back up top to Sonogo. Down low to the big fella who tries to finish. Juwaki Joseph gets it fouled. Usher, how about the way he attacks the rim here?
It is with energy and very, very typical of his style of play there.
Yeah, a lot of energy is what you need. But in summing up your questions about this environment, I mean, that play there typifies what I've experienced here. A lot of energy, a lot of aggressiveness. And again, a piece when you expand that into the community. I've loved being in the bubble, just watching the beautiful, lush trees in the environment of Rwanda.
Well, Kigali is a beautiful city, the cleanest on the continent and top in the world. And you can see that from your journey, at least from the hotel to the arena, right?
Wow, you can see that. And it's interesting you say how I like clean. And maybe that's why I've fallen in love with the environment here. As Surreal hits Etienne for the long three, that careens off the back of the iron. And FAP maintains possession as Sonogo pleads his case to no avail. Como runs to take it out of bounds. Underneath. He smacks the ball as guys try to get open. Como gets it back in the corner. Launches the three. He misses long. Rebound by Ibrahim. Up to Keita, who drives from the wing. Gets to the basket. Tries to dump it off. FAP steals it. Como going back the other way into the front court. 53-60. FAP leads. Surreal holds at the top. Comes off a screen. Hesitation dribble. Comes back off of two screens at the top. Hits Etienne at the top, who drives. Kicks it. Basket by Ibaku. Knocks it down. 53-62. FAP leads. About 1 minute to go as Mitchell searches for space. Picks up his dribble. Gets it to Sonogo down the lane with the runner, and he misses. Ibrahim gets the rebound, but it's knocked out of his hands. Changes sides quickly for the easy finish by Como with the dunk.
That's two back-to-back transitional plays from FAP, who are back to what they did in the first quarter to open that huge gap.
And here looks like another one, just a different number, that being number 15, Etienne. He's on the receiving end, and this lead gets extended again, Usher, 66-53, with 16 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
As police lost concentration there, and they've quickly conceded six
points.
Oh,
and the bump, the miss, and the shot block by FAP. Surreal from three, and it's short. Matthew Ransom with the huge block.
Well, that's a huge block in there to give FAP good advantage and a basket on the other end of the court.
Yeah, some wild basketball. Looks like FAP found a little energy to re-extend this lead.